Please be advised this podcast is all nonsense. Nothing you hear or see while adventuring with the worm should be taken seriously, or more importantly, fact-checked. Try not to let the mispronunciations distract you from the knowledge being shared. You're just riding with two worms trying to have a good time.
So something occurred to me when I was editing.
Oh, I was having a thought.
Oh, really?
You go first, yeah.
Okay, well, something occurred to me today when I was editing the podcast.
Yeah.
This is episode 81.
Yeah.
And we haven't normalised the way that we start the podcast.
No, we do. We have that intro music.
No, but then we awkwardly talk until we get going. But we don't have a normalised... Like, I think most things that have gone on...
Welcome back to blah, 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 yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, we don't have nothing like that.
Do you reckon that's why people don't listen to us? Because we just start talking, like, how has it started?
Well, maybe. Maybe it confuses people. They're scared.
So should we come up for come on?
Yeah, maybe we should.
Okay. I mean, I guess, welcome back to the Wormcraft, where we explore your...
Well, if they never left. Well, if we lock everybody in during the downtime. Well,
but they wouldn't know that.
They would know if they're locked in.
Nah, I don't think they would.
You're not.
Nah, you because why do they keep listening?
Neighbours on the TV for them, so I don't realise.
They also only tune in once every 2 weeks, so they can't be like...
We don't know that. Some people might have the one episode on repeat constantly until the next one comes out.
No, what I mean is only tune in for the new episode every 2 weeks.
I know. Okay, they can only listen to the new episode every two weeks, but that doesn't mean they've left us at any point. Because I say, some people might just leave the latest episode on repeat until the next one comes out so they can memorise it.
We can still say welcome back.
But they never left.
No, because you're talking about from the physical point of view.
I'm just talking about mental.
Yeah, and the mental, which is, you know, something you probably worry about too much. People's mental states. No, I mean, we could say hello again.
Oh, I like that more, because we can leave, but they can't.
Yeah. Well, we do leave. We only come back every 2 weeks.
That is true.
Hello again.
And then we can end it
that
there.
Sounds a bit creepy. Hello again.
Hello again.
Hello again.
Ooh, that just sounded a bit creepy.
Yours sound a bit more sultry.
Yeah.
Like you're doing it.
Maybe not.
Maybe you should do it, because I do the actual intro that we have.
That's true.
So you should always start with...
Maybe we should make a new one at 100 episodes. Like,
well, I was thinking
song.
That. We could do it at 100, but I mean, might die before then. There's still like 9 episodes.
Is 100 episodes going to signal our 19. Season 2?
Now, we've talked about this.
Have we?
Yeah, we're like Coronation Street, we just keep going.
is Coronation Street not serialised?
No.
Well, no, but surely they have story arcs, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, story arcs.
So
yeah.
Is episode 100 going to be our second story arc?
Well, I think every episode is kind of like a different story arc.
But ultimately, the overwhelming story arc is we're in our spacecraft answering questions.
So you can say we... leave the spacecraft.
Well, I don't know. I'm saying
we evolve.
We evolve, yeah.
What do worms evolve to?
Butterflies.
No.
I'm sure.
Maybe it's moths.
Wait, no, that's silkworms into moths, isn't it?
Well, that's the type of worms, yeah.
Ooh.
So a space worm will turn into like some sort of
space
weird...
muffs.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, some sort of one of your space
muffs. Elite space muffs.
Ooh, I like
ooh.
That. Okay.
But no one likes moths, really, do
no,
they?
No, I think quite a few people like moths.
No, I think people hate the fact that they flap bit, around your
bit,
face.
A bit dusty as well.
Yeah. Also, if you're someone who goes on your phone late at night.
Mm, oh, yeah.
That's annoying. You just be on your phone and then a moth just goes near your face.
Imagine us as space muffs. We'd squash you.
Maybe we don't. Maybe we can say what we transform to. Mm. You're a different type of worm.
That is true.
And only silkworms turn into moths. Not all worms turn into moths.
That is true.
Maybe we'll just get bigger. Like humans.
Well, maybe we get moustaches.
You've already got a monobrow. That's so true. You'd look real confusing.
I can move it down.
You'd look so confusing with a monobrow and a moustache. Especially if they're the same length and shape.
Or like an equal sign.
Yeah. If you close your eyes. Yeah. I kind of like that.
Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, we can have act two.
I'm just thinking, like, surely there's not a better
if
time.
We are going to do it, I want to call it act two.
Yeah.
Like it's some weird play that's been going on for a long time.
Ooh. Wonder what the longest play ever was.
I don't know, but I know there's a film that's like 22,000 hours long or something. No, actually, I think it's like 12,000 hours long.
Okay. Lord of the Rings.
That was a close second.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
No, I think it was like a film / documentary.
About the family.
Huh?
There's one about a family and it documents them as they grow up. That's like one of the longest films.
It might be that one. If not, that's the second longest.
And then there's one which an artist did where he... I don't know what he did, but he did some film.
I want to say the artist one is the longest one and the other one, the grown-up one, is the second longest, if I remember correctly.
And then Lord of the Rings.
And then Lord of the Rings. So that was a close third. Dropping down the ranks fast.
Ridiculous, man. Can't Jesus. Hold no position. Bars.
I was going to say no position. Yeah. Not bars. Yeah. I think maybe you should come up with how we introduce ourselves.
Yeah. I think we've got two jobs. We need to make an introduction and need to figure out what happens in Act 2. Yeah.
Electric, I've got an idea for Act 2.
Ooh.
Bubblegum. Okay.
Huh? Bubblegum.
Nah, I've got to tell you a secret.
Okay. Good. So secretive.
Well, they'll find out at some point.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to ruin the surprise for all the people. Listen.
That's true. I also just realised we didn't pick a question before we started recording.
Like we normally do.
Yeah. So we're gonna have to pick a question on the fly this time.
Dangerous.
We always vet the questions just so we don't get poisoned by them.
Yeah. Well, that and also we don't want to be, you know, strike the wrong chord.
Yeah. So this could be a dangerous episode for us.
Well, yeah, because we've not pre-planned. I wonder why we didn't do that.
I don't know. I should just press record.
Is it because you forgot or you just thought you couldn't bother to ask?
No, I just forgot.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
In fairness, sometimes we've actually forgotten, but not this far into the episode.
Yeah, that is true.
It'll be like 30 seconds and we'll just go, I want to start again. But yeah, I think that's it then. So we got Act 2, what we're going to do.
Ooh, Act 2, what we're going to do.
You can introduce us like that. But what I was thinking was, with Act 2,
yeah,
maybe it'll be really, what be more popular than Act 1.
Only once we die. This is the problem. I think like all artists, our work will be more appreciated when we're dead.
Mm.
So whoever is left alive after will be the one raking in all the money.
Or we both have to die.
Or we just fake our deaths and then...
We've tried that before.
We have.
But then we record 2 weeks later and we forget.
We forget that we have to stay dead. Yeah. We forget that we can't go, for 2 weeks. We got better. Yeah. And then no one cares about us
anymore. I got better from being dead.
Yeah. No one cares about us anymore. Oh, they're not dead, actually.
Yeah. We've got to actually not record.
Yeah.
But then how do we know if someone's listening? Oh, it's like a catch-22.
We have to go around and ask everybody, but say, we're not them. We're just asking down there.
Oh, well, if you actually do grow a moustache, then you can disguise. Exactly. Yeah. Disguise. You kind of look like that worm fella, but you got a crazy mustache.
It can't be you then.
Yeah, so I think that's a good shout. You know what I was thinking about?
Go on then.
Do you reckon if one of us got a film role, the other one could do half the work, so it's not as strenuous?
Like, what's his
name? When kids have to do it and they've got twins because...
No, well, yeah, like that, but doesn't... Who's the guy who does the voice for Woody in Toy Story?
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, his brother does voiceover work for him because they sound similar. So when you normally hear the voice for Woody, not in the movies, but in like promotional games and toys, his brother does it for
him. There's a snake in our boots.
That sounds a lot like him, yeah. There's a snake in my boots.
You got me. I am Tom Hanks' third brother.
Ooh. So yeah, they do that.
Yeah, essentially a little bit like that, but not for voice work.
Mm.
Well, voice work as well. Actually, we don't sound the same. I'd have to pretend to do your voice. I'm not going to try that. But yeah, like for acting roles.
Well,
I don't feel obviously colouring my how eyebrows.
Because like you say like brothers could do it, but what if the brother's like 20 years older? Like, yeah, my brother's going to come. He looks just like me.
Yeah, but we're only 1 year different.
We are, but it's a space year worm. Space worm.
Yeah, but we also don't age like quickly. So a space worm year is. Like, almost 465 million human years.
True.
But we don't look a day over...
50 bajillion.
1 second apart. Human time.
That's true.
Age real slow. That's why I am also concerned that no one's ever going to listen. Because we live so long. It's going to be a long time before we die.
Nah, see, that just makes it easier for us to recycle our content because...
I think it's every cycle.
Bins.
I feel like our bins.
Yeah. Well, no, because everyone on Earth who listens will be dead and we can just start again on episode one because no one knows.
The problem is it's recorded medium, so if anybody gets our old stuff...
Nah, we'll just take it all off the internet. It's famously easy to do. And then, yeah, we will...
famously
easy. Yeah, and then we'll re... But also, like, people go back and watch... old series, like people rewatch Friends and stuff. So
yeah, and again, a lot of their stuff will be quite similar. Yeah, like the characters will have the same sort of jokes.
So yeah, I think that's fine. I think you know, we'll be like Friends.
Like Monica's always high maintenance about stuff. Yeah, but it's just slightly different things she's high maintenance about. So we could do exactly the same episode, but just very slightly change it by, like, I don't know, changing the question.
God, is that to us?
Or we could do the other thing. I'll just essentially start the exact same way. Essentially, that's what we're going to do. We haven't had said how long it's going to be, the start. You could just do a 35-minute intro. That's the same every time.
Ooh.
I would be quite intrigued to either A, release one of our older episodes again.
Yeah.
Just call it something different. See if anybody says anything. Like, even if we just get a message going... So I'm the one listener that's been listening to all this time. You just released
and you've done me dirty like this. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That'd be interesting.
We'd have to record a backup episode just for them, just in case.
But here's a special episode. We'll send it directly to you.
Yeah.
You have 24 hours to listen to it. Then you have to return it.
And then we want it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in case somebody else wants to listen to it. So there's that.
Yeah.
Or I was thinking we could... just skip a week and see if someone notices. Whereas I think people will notice that a lot less if they actually listen.
What, skipping a week?
Yeah.
I think more people would notice you skipping a week than re-releasing an old. Because I think people would just... Most people, when you listen to stuff, they have it on in the background and they might tune in and out of things.
No, that sounds like similar to another one, but they don't go find it.
But they all sound similar, so you know.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Or maybe they'll think that they're tuning into the home brain and like, oh my God, I've...
Finally there. I've joined them.
Yeah.
No, because then I'm worried that they think they're on the spacecraft, Wormcraft, and they'll try to do something and they'll die.
That's true.
They're like, oh, yeah, you can't do that on, like, normal planet.
Well, that's, you know, a risk I'm willing to take.
Okay, well, if you're willing to take that, and you sign this waiver. But I do think we both need to die for us, for it to become famous.
Why do I need to sign the wafer?
Not the wafer. Stop trying to sign wafers. I'm going to sign this one. Oh, I jumped in my mouth again. I'm going to have another wafer. I'll sign that one. Promise. That one jumped in my mouth too.
Man, those wafers. Sneaky.
Exactly. But this is what I mean. I've been trying to get you to sign a wafer for so long now. Mainly to just cover my ice cream. I could really do with an ice cream right now. I know it's quite cold.
Outside of ice cream, a wafer is used for anything else. I mean, the only other time I've ever seen a wafer used is you can get, like, these marshmallow sandwiches where they have, like, a marshmallow filling and there's a wafer on either side.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think they're called pink and whites.
No.
Yeah.
Pink and whites?
Yeah, I think they're called pink and whites. Ah, honestly, they are.
There's another pink one, though.
Oh, you're on about Pink Panthers?
Yeah, that's the one, Pink Panthers.
Oh, okay, so maybe they are used. They're pink and whites.
Oh, yeah, Pink Panthers.
They're literally different. Called Pink and White, but they've got, like, a marshmallow sandwich filling.
Yeah, there's, I swear...
Whereas a Pink Panther's, like, it's literally pink wafer with vanilla cream.
So there's two things.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something to do with pink?
What, wafers?
Yeah, like, why is it the two things you can think of are just pink?
That is true. Don't know.
What else are wafers used for?
That's it, outside of ice cream and these. I don't know.
You know that... I think it's a European thing where you get, I think it's a wafer or a compressed wafer with caramel in it.
Nah, that's a waffle. That's a Stroop waffle.
A Stroop, that's it.
Yeah, that's a waffle batter, not wafer. Slightly different.
Nah, I've not had it in ages and I can't remember it.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. Waffle. There's, like, they make them really thin and then put caramel in them.
And then you're meant to rest it on top of your drink so it gets hot.
You can do, yeah, because it heats it up and then it's, like, soft and good. Yeah, how good they are.
I keep thinking about buying some. But I think
I'll buy them, I'll just eat them without heating them up. Because they're just good anyway.
I think I'd end up just constantly having hot drinks so I could do it.
I see that too. For me, yeah, it takes too long and I'll make the hot drinks.
No, I'd make a bunch of hot drinks in a row.
Okay.
So I'd make like 30 hot drinks.
No, I mean just leaving them over the hot drink takes too long because I open them. And I was like, well, I'm just eating it now. I don't want
to
wait.
How long does he have to leave it on a hot drink?
30 seconds or so.
Yeah, that seemed like a long time.
It's a long time, bro. Especially when it's sitting there teasing you.
Unless you, like, decide, oh, I'm going to use just my feet to put them on the cups.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you get to, like, the third cup.
The first one. Problem is, if you leave them too long, they get too soft and they can...
Exactly. Well, I don't think it's going to take you...
Fall in on themselves.
Like, I think it'll take you long enough to do it with your feet. But not so long it'll fall in.
We need to do some testing.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. We'll also have to decide on the drink.
I think they're designed to go with coffee.
Is the coffee steam more abrasive than tea steam?
I don't know. Tested abrasiveness of
steam. Well, exactly. That's another thing we'll have to test.
Okay. I think they are designed for coffee, but I don't think there's any laws saying you can't have them with tea.
Well, I think no one tells you off until you pick it up and they realise you've got tea under there.
Ooh, it's like sneaky. Like,
yeah, so you can, if you make a tea quickly, cover it, then before anybody sees, down your tea and then eat your strudel.
I think that'd go quite well. Hot chocolate as well. But I don't know if hot chocolate has the heat. Obviously, hot chocolates are naturally a bit cooler than a normal hot drink, aren't they?
Yeah, because it's got a lot more milk in, hasn't it? So, you can burn the milk.
Yeah.
I think it's worth a shot, though.
I think it's worth trying.
Yeah, I like that idea.
And what about a hot cordial?
That'd be grim. Especially if you drop it in. It tastes so sweet and caramelly at the same time.
Yeah, maybe not.
Especially if it's like a really obscure... Like, orange and caramel might go, but like I reckon like a Vimto.
It's too exotic.
And a Stroop would just be, yeah, too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't think I could do that.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe we need a control, though. We need like a cup of hot water.
Well, you said it's meant to go with coffee.
Well, yeah, but if we're going to test it with other drinks, we need a baseline. We need just a...
Yeah, so why can't coffee be the baseline?
Because that's... Okay, so that's what it's meant to go with. Doesn't mean that they've done all the official testing. That's just the guy who made it. If we're going to go back and retest the Stroop...
Okay, let's use hot water. But then we have to be willing to try other...
Let's just say hot cordial.
No, but other things that aren't water-based.
Ooh, like custard.
Yeah. Hot custard.
Does hot custard have the heat once again, though?
I think it does, like... Okay. You boil it, don't you, before you pour it into something. Okay. So it's a vessel you're pouring it into is hot.
Okay.
Like, you heat your mug up.
I think it'd actually go really well with custard.
I literally was just thinking that.
Because it's a sweet caramel waffle.
And the best part about it is, when you dip it into the custard, instantly hot.
Yeah.
So, you know, you said you don't have time to
wait.
Exactly,
you're straight on it.
So you could actually just get a big old bowl of custard.
I think custard's a really good shout, actually.
I might actually buy a pack and some like, custard.
I think that's good. I think that people are missing out.
Unless somebody else has all been doing this, but they don't have their own podcast to declare that.
Exactly, so they lose, yeah. We win.
Another great idea from the world.
Another £1 million in our bank!
Imagine if we actually did all the great ideas we've come up with.
Yeah.
All the ones we could partially or have the ability to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we'd actually make some money?
I think you can make money off anything these days.
So we'd be rich, you said. Like, what I did was read between the lines, and you said, we're going to be so rich.
Really? Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's start with custard waffles.
Yeah, that's it. Why is that our control now? We've got to get another control batch ready? Okay. Well, we ate that one too.
That is a problem.
Yeah, I think water's good, but I think custard would be great. None of that, you can get pink custard, can't you, and, like, other flavoured custard.
Yeah, you can get chocolate custard, pink custard, but I think for the tests,
you've got to just go
start with standard, and then if we think custard is a good candidate, then you can go into your different custards, but we need.
I like it. Sorted. Anyway, how are we going to choose this question?
Well, I saw a question earlier, actually, I might do that one.
What, from here?
No, not from the list.
Oh, just a random question?
Yeah, just a random question.
That's this. The whole format of this episode has just gone
dangerous
completely
territory,
mental.
Yeah.
So this is episode, what, 81, you said?
I think it's 80 or 81.
It's probably 81, but
yeah,
I mean,
I think it's 81.
This is dangerous territory.
This is what a sneak peek of what Act 2 could entail.
Okay, I'm just going to hide under this blanket. Just in case. It's scary.
Dangerous territory.
I'm ready.
Well, I can't ask you a question if I can't see your face.
Okay, that's good.
So, if you could add a zero to any number that impacts your life, so you could add a zero to your life expectancy, or any other aspect, the way there's a number that's correlated to your life or life expectancy or anything that you do. So your innate chance of succeeding in things by another zero. So if you've got a chance of failing everything by 1%, you could, well, like a chance of winning the lottery by 0.0000 whatever, would you put the zero there? So you increase it by a tenth?
Like a tiny, tiny bit.
Where would you put the zero?
Can I do it on things like adding a zero to the number of wheels on my car?
Yeah.
I can have 40 wheels on my car.
Anything.
Okay, cool. Ooh. So, I wouldn't go life expectancy.
Yeah, well, we don't need it.
Yeah, exactly.
If anything, adding a zero is too long for us.
We already live too long.
Yeah.
I mean, I do like the idea of putting a zero on the end of my bank account, but I just don't think it'll make much of a difference.
Adding zero onto zero doesn't have
it. Exactly. It just makes it look even worse.
I've got £10 in my bank account now.
Well, that's it. I don't think it's going to make a big enough impact. Like, I could always go for, like, the number of eyes I have. 20 eyes, like a fly.
I like that, that's good.
Yeah, something odd.
The number of fingers.
Or, like, arms. So if you're like, Dr. Tevis, but 20 arms is excessive. That's the other point. If you were like, oh, would you like four arms? Four arms. Then it wouldn't be too bad, because it just means you can do, like, but having 20 arms would turn you into a freak. Would you put all those arms? Yeah, I don't think so. Maybe height.
Ooh, height's a good one. But we can already stretch.
Yeah. Weight. That's going to be a big old fat one.
What about, what would, like, because obviously, I don't know how vision's measured, but you can get 20/20 vision. What would 200...
You can get higher than 20/20.
What would 200/200 vision be like?
Well, that's it. You're adding two zeros then. So it would be 220 or 2200. So does it actually...
Cause that's a good point.
The whole point is 20/20, the second 20 is meant to be the base, isn't it?
Mm.
So if you have 10/20, you have half vision.
Okay, so like 220, so...
So you'd be like super elite vision.
Way above what it can be.
I think, if anything, it might be...
Too good.
Yeah, like 40/20 vision would be good. Maybe even like 120 would be too much. 220, I think, is too much.
Mm, about 2200.
I think if my vision was 120... I'd be willing to add a zero onto that. Get myself up there a little bit.
Yeah.
Slightly less blind.
Yeah.
Or even 220, then I could go to 20/20.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if my vision was anywhere, say, for 5 or 4 below.
Yeah.
Or below, sorry. Then I'd add a zero. I think anything above that, it's a bit too scary that your vision might be too good. Unless your vision was too good and you're like, I hate seeing things so clearly, and you decide to add it on the other two. And say, now I can see nothing and it's brilliant.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What about your phone number?
It wouldn't work then, would it? Your phone number wouldn't work.
Well, why wouldn't it work? Because it's still a phone number.
Yeah, but it's an extra digit. So, in the region where it works, it wouldn't work. You'd have to go find a region where they have an extra digit on the phone number.
But then I feel like that's everyone else's problem. That they have to accommodate for me. Like, why can't I receive phone calls? So you've got a zero on
the
phone.
They should accommodate, but you might be waiting a long time before you get a call again.
The thing is, I'm not too bothered about being able to get phone calls on my phone or not. Mm. And I just like to be able to kick up a fuss about it.
Yeah, but you also might not be able to get data and stuff, and you watch TikTok all day.
I can use Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's only if you... are still in the Wormcraft.
True. Oh, yeah, I don't need the Wormcraft, you know that.
Scared of the Wormcraft. Create your own Wi-Fi. Think real hard. I'm trying to think of something that, like I said, if it was arms, 20 is too many. Maybe it's not a body part.
What if you more focus, so you go thumbs? That's starlight, isn't it?
20 thumbs.
Yeah.
Are you okay, bro?
No, because I'm thinking fingers, but then you're getting a lot of fingers.
You could go nipples. You love a nipple as well. But it has no effect, really.
No. But it's funny.
They just got extra nipples on you. But you just look really weird if you took your top off. Because you wouldn't have just, you know, people have like one, maybe two nipples, but you've got like 20 nipples.
I'd also quite like the idea that they weren't in uniform. They were just scattered all over.
That'd be so weird to look at. What's going on there? It's my nipple zone.
Oh, I quite like that. I'm okay with that.
I don't think I'm going to nipples at all. Because you said it's to add value, didn't you?
No. Just What do you mean add value? Just add a zero to anything?
Oh, I think you said add a zero. That would add quality or...
No, just anything, that any number that you could have in your life or that impacts your life, you can just add zero. So you could have the number of nipples is 2, so add zero, so 20 nipples.
Yeah. It sounds funny, but I just don't think I'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
Especially if you're prone to itchy nipples. You'd get 20 itchy nipples.
True.
Oh, that'd be weird.
But hair? How many hairs does the average person have?
I mean, I wouldn't do that because I already have much hair.
Can you imagine how much hair you would end up with?
I already have too much hair.
Imagine if you added a zero on the end.
I would be a wolf. And I could say add a zero to the number of hairs on my head. But like you said, zero to zero, zero. Maybe it's nothing to do with, like, limbs.
Yeah, I quite like the idea of adding a zero to your chance of succeeding in anything. Because if you're competing in something and the odds of you winning is, like, 10%, add 100%, add a zero on.
Okay.
50-50. Well, guaranteed. I know I've got a 500% chance of succeeding in this. You could look at, you'd be the guy who always flips a coin and gets the result they want.
I do kind of like that.
It's good, isn't it?
It's like swaying the odds.
Mm.
But does that mean you've also got... I'm going to jump over this bridge. What are the odds that you're going to die? 10%? Oh, shit. Because someone asked the question. What's the succeeding part? Getting over the bridge?
Yeah,
or...
so what are the odds of you making the jump?
What if someone says, what's the odds of you dying from drinking that poison? Oh, no, drinking that infection. Oh, normally it's only 10%, but succeeding to drink...
But then you need to count that. They're arguing with, what are the odds of me surviving?
Yeah, I think the problem is...
The problem is it's not a real metric that can be measured.
Yeah.
So it's all ambiguous, isn't it? Like,
I think it's a bit of a cop out.
Yeah,
I do kind of like it.
But yeah, as you say, there's the chance of failure, and you can't affect your chance of succeeding without affecting your chance of failure.
Unless you just went straight up just with the coin. So what's your chance of succeeding flipping a coin?
500%.
But then you know, gonna get it all the time, aren't you? Which is fine. But then I guess you're not cheating it so much. You're just choosing a coin.
What?
Getting the oh, great. You'd love this. The chances of you getting the number you want on a dice every time you roll it, every time you play games.
Yeah. And you could work well.
Perfect 20 every time.
Well, you couldn't do a d20 because it's got 20 sides. So you'd only give yourself basically. So there's one in 20.5, 50% of getting the number that you want.
One in 20.
Yeah. So that's 0.5%.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. 5%.
5%. 50%?
You're not guaranteed.
Yeah, I know, but that's still...
It's still pretty good. Yeah. I'm thinking, what normally do you have a 10% chance of doing? And what would you be able to guarantee?
Waking up in the morning.
I don't want to wake up some morning, so I don't know how I feel about that. That's a good
point. You just asked me what things do I have a 10% chance of.
Yeah, but you'd want to bump up to 100%.
I mean, I could just go completely crazy and go, oh, my cholesterol number on and add a zero on the end.
I mean,
see if I survive.
Yeah, I mean, you could do something like that.
Nah.
Oh, what would happen if you added a zero to your number of chromosomes?
You turn into a freak, surely.
I don't know, that's what I'm asking.
I think it's too many chromosomes.
Well, can you have too many?
Yeah, of course, 100%.
Well, we don't know.
I think you just turn into, like, Jeff Goldblum from The Fly and he mutates. Too many chromosomes, you got fly chromosomes.
What happens if you have more
human chromosomes?
What happens if you have more DNA?
But then you can't. Again, I think it will conflict.
Well, okay, so DNA is made up of a double helix, so yeah. I have two helixes. Well, if I had
20 helixes.
20 helixes, what'd that do?
I think it would confuse itself, or you turn into Spider-Man, one of the two. Mm. I don't think there's anything in between, it's just those two.
I'm sort of tempted by that.
I don't think you are.
What if you add a zero to the number of red blood cells you have? Is that too much blood?
Well, that means... No, actually, I think if you don't want the blood cells, it means you could take oxygen on better.
Well, surely there's a limit to how many blood cells you can have.
Is there a disease for having too many red blood cells? If there isn't, then that means you just super oxygenate all the time.
Mm.
You could take a breath and just hold it for a week.
So, that could be good.
Yeah, you could compete in, like, so many aerobic exercises. Tour de France, yeah, not scared. I don't get lactic acid buildup. Don't get out of breath.
Maybe lungs. 20 lungs.
Wouldn't fit.
Little lungs.
20 little lungs.
Little beanbag-sized lungs.
I mean, you could add a zero to the amount of muscle mass you have.
Too much in it.
Yeah, but then you just become muscly straight away. Mm. And do the hard work.
Well, it's the number of bones I've got.
Yeah, but that could backfire. Rather than you getting more bones, all of your bones just instantly fracture. So you get the same volume of bones, but they're all, like, broken into bits.
Yeah.
I would like to say... I mean, you could say... I'd probably say, maybe, if I was going to be boring, add a zero to the end of my salary. So, yeah, changing it to my bank account's crap.
Yeah.
But changing it to my salary significantly increases the amount I'm going to get.
That's true. Maybe that's the smart answer.
So rather than going, oh, increase a static number,
yeah.
I mean, I'm going to increase something that I always get.
That's true. I think that's the smart answer. I think the fun answer's chromosomes.
Okay, yeah. For the sake of the podcast, chromosomes. Or DNA. Whichever one fucks you up the most. For the sake of the fact that I was genuinely thinking, how can this impact my life? You know, or nipples. That's
I like nipples as well.
Is that nipples is always up for
us. I'm just thinking, right, if I go to join the X-Men, which one are they more impressed with? I'm the guy with 20 nipples scattered across his chest,
or
the guy with an extra zero in his DNA.
An extra probably DNA depends on what it'll do to you.
Right, yeah, but what will it do to me? I don't know.
Maybe it'll give you 21 nipples, and then you're like, man, I should have gone for the DNA. I'll do one. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
It's zero to your chromosomes, DNA.
Or nipples.
Nipples. And the clever answer is your salary.
Your salary. That's the one that makes the most sense. But if you want to join the X Men, it's one of the others.
Yeah. The X-Men don't care about your salary.
Let's go out in the bush.
I swear there's a part of X-Men, or in a comic, or like in a joke thing that I read, where obviously there was X-Men, and then like the X-Men that were like just had really rubbish powers. I think it was a comedy sketch or something I watched, and it was about people who had. This thumb is slightly longer than all the other thumbs, so I can press things slightly further away.
Could be handy.
Well, it was thummy.
And on that, we're ending the podcast.
Yeah, sorry. For good.